Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, June 12th, 2013 edition of the Sands Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Of course, the big event today was Microsoft's Patch Tuesday, even though for a Patch Tuesday, it was actually not too bad what was released today, starting with MS-1347, our standard Internet Explorer cumulative patch. It fixes a number of different vulnerabilities, most of the memory corruption vulnerabilities, but then there's also an information leak here. So certainly apply this, we label as critical, nothing publicly known yet as far as exploits go, but regardless, probably exploits for some of these vulnerabilities are likely going to emerge soon. Next, we got MS-1348, a kernel memory information leak, only rated important and probably rightfully so. There is no public exploit at this point in time. MS-1349 surprised me a little bit. It's yet another TCP implementation vulnerability. However, it only allows for denial of service. So again, we only rate this important. MS-1350 is a privilege escalation vulnerability. Now, this one is a little bit weird. It is a privilege escalation vulnerability that involves deleting a printer connection. So again, quite a bit of dependencies here. The user has to have a local account. That, again, why it's only rated important. And finally, we have one that's a bit more interesting. This one is a memory corruption vulnerability that does allow random code execution in the way PNG images are handled. Now, PNG images are, of course, ubiquitous. You can't avoid viewing them. So this one is certainly more than important. Microsoft only rated important because it does require some user interaction. The user actually has to open an Office document in order to be exposed to the exploit. However, we rated this as critical because it does allow remote or random code execution, and really the user interaction is not all that significant. Office for the Mac is affected here as well. And Microsoft states that this particular vulnerability has already been used in some targeted attacks. So the only vulnerability here that really is targeting kind of servers is the TCP issue. That's where I would start patching your servers. As far as the clients are concerned, start with the Office patch MS-1351, then the Internet Explorer patch, just because there is already a vulnerability out there for the Office vulnerability, and then address the rest. But given that we only had five different bulletins, that really shouldn't be too much of a challenge. In addition, Microsoft released a couple of security-related updates. One update does allow enterprises to more granularly control certificates that are being used by clients. In particular, it does allow for the automatic rollout of certificate revocations. So, for example, if your internal certificate authority does need to be revoked, this will be a lot easier with this update. The second update is a fix-it that allows for more control about how Internet Explorer handles Java applets. In particular, it does prevent the automatic execution of JNLP files. But then, of course, we also had updates from Adobe. Adobe updated Adobe Flash Player and Adobe Air. The vulnerability that is being patched here does allow for random code execution, so definitely something you do want to patch, in particular on Windows. Adobe assigned it a priority of 1 for Windows, 2 for Macintosh, and a priority of 3 for Linux and Android. And to round out our Patch Tuesday, we also have an update from VMware. VMware fixed a problem in vCenter Chargeback Manager that does allow remote code execution. And then we got a new phishing email going around that apparently is tricking quite a few users. It claims to come from Ticketmaster Australia and indicates that you just purchased a ticket with some details and, of course, links about your purchase. So the goal here is to either trick users who actually just purchased a ticket into going to the site because, of course, that confirmation doesn't match what they recently purchased, or, of course, to get users to go to the site just because they didn't purchase a ticket and figure that maybe someone uses their credit card or other information. So if you're seeing these emails, ignore them, delete them. They typically will lead you to a phishing website that will try to trick you to surrender personal information like credit card numbers. At this point, we haven't really seen any malware here yet, but I personally received a couple of emails, and according to some other posts at the register and such, many people received these emails today and yesterday. Well, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you tomorrow. Also, Sans Fire, of course, will start with the IPv6 summit on Thursday. If you run into me, as always, I do have stickers with me. Monday evening, we will have a panel with all of our ISC handlers, at least the ones that are at the conference, to discuss current threats and trends on the internet. Thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.